This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, welcome to hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code Ammunition, G-Code TacticalHolsters.com. Not enough coffee, that's all I can tell you. Talked to Robin Knapp yesterday, and they have some stuff that's going to be happening, that's going to be popping out of there for Veterans Day, which is coming up. And I'm waiting to see what it is. I gave him my wish list of things I would like to see. I talked to him about some things I'd like to know if they're going to happen there. And the problem with them is they are a victim of their own success. They have so many tactical units calling them and saying we need this or we need 500,000 of that, and literally that some of Bill's wishes just don't ever get to come true. And that's so bad that I talk about myself in third person. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. If things go my way, I'm going to be traveling more than I have, which is to say I haven't traveled at all since I've been doing this show, primarily because I have to do this every day. And I took on the obligation of doing this every day, and I intend to continue doing this every day for as long as I can do this, which means as long as I can talk. I don't have to be able to hold up my head. They can hook me up a la Stephen Hawking if they have to, but I intend to do this every day as long as I can. It's sort of a fiduciary responsibility I have to you to show up. Now, having said that, there are a couple things that I have missed. A couple of really, I mean, training here, training there, this conference, that thing, all the other, that I haven't ever done, and I haven't really ever been interested in doing, simply because, well, there's one big specter that looms in front of me. Traveling with a gun. read that to be air travel with a gun. Traveling in a car with a gun doesn't really bother me that much. I do it all the time. Traveling in the air, which is much, much more convenient and more cost-effective sometimes in driving, and a lot easier on the old body, is a little more complicated. And then, coming from the desk of John Farnham, I get this little tidbit where he talks about traveling in the air with a gun. And he gives us he gives a lot of details here. He flew out of Chicago Midway, and he had with him two checked bags. In one of his pieces of luggage was a checked luggage. There were two pistols, and the other was his 300 Blackout. Rifle ammunition was in four 30-round Magpul magazines. He also had some in two factory boxes. Pistol ammunition was in five pistol magazines plus one factory box. The Southwest airline folks were very nice, as they almost always are. He then was sent to the TSA station where they asked him to go. There, the TSA guy, despite all the nightmares we hear about the TSA, with John Farnham, was very nice, and during their conversation even showed him some photos with him with his own guns. The whole check-in process took less than 20 minutes, and he was on his way. He and his baggage arrived at his final destination. Same day, none the worse for wear. He's never had, according to him, he's never had a problem in a Chicago airport. He says, when flying commercially, guns need to be unloaded and in lockable and locked hard cases. Then his go inside his regular luggage, which also needs to be locked. His rifle, which he only carries three. He carries an XCR, which I don't even know what that means. The XCR, somebody could help me with that, which is 300 blackout. He has two 5.56s. He has his own Farnam M4. And then he has the Robar Polymar 15. And one of those, two of those, are always within a hard case within his REI rolling duffel bag. He thinks it's a bad idea to travel with guns in what look like gun cases. His luggage is all plain vanilla. A little low profile goes a long way. Also in his REI duffel is his Black Hawk diversion bag. It's designed to look like a soft skateboard case, but it fits his XCR, his Farnam rifle, his Polymar 15, if that's what it is, with the stocks collapsed. When he arrives at his destination, he takes his rifles out of the air travel hard case and puts it in the diversion bag. Then, equipped that way, he then goes in and out of hotels with it without garnering undue attention, once again trying to maintain that low personal profile. Ammunition in factory boxes is generally acceptable for air transport. Ammunition in magazines is also acceptable so long as the magazine is not open at one end exposing rounds. That's why he travels with P-Mags, because they come with the caps that go over the first round. The ostensible purpose of these caps is to relieve pressure on the magazine's feed lips, but he also found that the TSA thinks that they're just fine for transport, and he flies with them that way all the time. Rifle magazines are all secured within a padded case. Pistol magazines he puts in a padded magazine sock, which he gets from Hi-Viz. They're called the Magsto handgun magazine covers. The folks who make excellent light tube sights, Hi-Viz, my son has some of their sights. Once again, there are no cartridges or rounds available. Pistol magazines and socks also go into a padded gun rug. Farnam is going to go somewhere armed everywhere he goes. He goes to New Jersey armed. When he goes in New Jersey armed, it's normally at the behest of law enforcement there, so he can get away with it. Not something you and I can. I'm being told the XCR is now. I thought the, is this like the ACR that was originally the Magpul rifle that I think now Bushmaster makes it. Anyway. The key is to find out. You have to do a little research. You have to call the airline you're going to fly with. Call the TSA. And find out what you got to do and then do it. I'm always looking for something that is low profile to carry rifles around with, whether they're broken down or put together. Put together is better. And I see some bags that do a fairly decent okay with that. I'm thinking really seriously. Because I'm only going to carry one at a time. One long gun at a time. I'm not an instructor, so I don't need to loan anybody any of my guns. And right now, my AR-15 of choice is the Polymar 15. So, I have two thoughts concerning this. I wonder how one of these, bigger, and I don't know what you call it. I know there's violins and cellos and all this other stuff. I wonder what a bigger violin-shaped case would, how that would hold one. I could put on an ascot or something. The other thing I've thought about as far as going from point A to point B with a gun is to ship FFL to FFL before I go and have it waiting on me when I get there. I have thought about that. I don't know how that's going to go. I have heard of people doing that, so I'm, you know. One of my hopes, I would want to travel light. I don't want to have any checked luggage, so, you know, I'd be looking at a carry-on and a backpack. So, just something that I wanted to talk about. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. boring education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Sitting in the chat room right now is Black River K9, who you'll be hearing from them soon. I may do another little ditty later on. New dimension I bring. Well, they bring... via me. I'm not bringing it. They do it. I don't do it. I don't do it. I like it, though. I do like it. Recently, We've had some examples to look at. We've had the crazed daylight murders of two news professionals in Virginia by a psychopathic black man who voted for Barack Obama, who, you know, he's been on vengeance, demonstrated that, you know, that demonstrated the utter futility and deceitful fantasy of so-called gun control. And it highlights the vile politicians and pundits who call for more of it whilst they tap dance in the blood of the victims. The black church murders by a secreted parishioner, the jihad assault on a U.S. military recruiting station, the attack on a Texas art exhibit, maniacs committing atrocities at schools, all breathlessly promoted by the so-called news media, point to the same thing. Officials desperately want to disarm the people who didn't do anything, and they don't want to say that. The person currently in the White House, the candidates for the office on a debate stage, victimhood promoters of the anti-gun rights cabal, and other politicians, immediately on the heels of foul deeds, universally call now for universal background check gun control laws again. People who are conscious understand that these are worthless efforts and only encumber innocent people. Not a single mass promoted atrocity would be stopped by the preferred solution voiced by the left. They have promoted the same thing since their ultimate non-solution, which is the Brady Law. They did it after every mass murderer acted out and was shot dead. The only proven way to stop mass murderers, by the way, is to shoot them. The gun controllers adamantly resist that approach, preferring make-believe gun-free zones and disarming the victims, which only enables the murderers of every stripe to kill more. Many of the murderers went through the very FBI-certified background check that we already have now today, the non-solution, which presidential Democrat candidates called for from the debate stage. Liberals want more of the same, proving once again that liberalism is a mental disorder. More background checks will not fix what is going on today. New background checks to ban perfectly legal private sales between honest people will do nothing but infringe upon the innocent. Calling an existing freedom a loophole doesn't make it an evil in need of a remedy. Sales between criminals are already totally illegal. Making it more illegal is preposterous, and it does nothing for enforcement. And that's where the vacuum is. The question reporters should be asking, but they aren't, is this: have the background checks stopped any criminals from arming themselves? Now, we know that regular people, once they butt up against that wall, they stop. If they get caught up in that, they stop. And this is a system that has no trials, no due process, no confronting witnesses, no representation. You don't even get to hear the charges against you if you become a prohibited person in some cases. Your rights get denied and you're never told why. But before blindly promoting cries for more checks, reporters need to also ask this. Why aren't the denied people arrested? If you cannot be trusted with a gun, you cannot be trusted to walk around on your own. You can't be trusted to deal with anything on your own. Walking around with a gun is a very simple thing. Stick it in your holster. You don't pull it out unless you need to. You don't put your finger on the trigger unless you have to shoot something. If something's coming at you that you have to shoot, you shoot it. And that's all. That's it. Isn't it a crime to buy or to try to buy a gun if you're prohibited? And yet none of these people get arrested. The difficulty here is that the system is not that good. It's barely good enough to deny your rights and nowhere near good enough to dispatch police, make arrests, build solid cases, bring people to trial, and get convictions, even though they've got customers on paper, signed, sealed, and delivered. That's because so many people stopped are guilty of nothing. And wannabe murderers with clean records just go shopping. Those with records shop somewhere else. Or hire friends to do it for them. Just ask their Coke friends. You can find somebody that's abusing drugs that may not have a may not have a record or anything and throw a little money at them to go make that purchase, and they'll do it, and then they get to buy more drugs. According to the Crime Prevention Research Center, most of the denials are false positive. The numbers back that up. It's what happens when people lose their rights without a trial, lawyers, and ability to hear the charges and defend themselves. The ACLU would normally be out in arms about this, except on this one. In 2010, the FBI took up a mere 44 cases and managed 13 convictions out of 76,000 supposedly legal rights denials. 13 out of 44 out of 76,000. Now, what about the news channels? They're always the ones showing the smiling faces of the misunderstood good boy, aren't they? Always. They run endless loops of that black reporter's few broadcasts after his stunt. He was a news reporter, so his black life didn't matter. They still show murderers from years ago, often with highlighting and halos and multiple imaging in the background. It is sort of disgraceful. So, video media, especially tend to show those revolting images scores of times or just leave it up during broadcasts. You know, that's reprehensible in a lot of ways. It is morally, journalistically. And this encourages copycat behavior. Being on the tube. Ooh. Copycats are valuable if you want repeated acts, which build political capital to advance the anti-gun rights agenda. Now, have you ever thought of it that way? Maybe they are encouraging the copycat so that they can get some more political agenda, more political capital, excuse me. And they have. Now they're calling for Australian-style gun control. This is coming from a presidential debate stage not too long ago. If they want crime control, they could drop the pretense about checks and get law enforcement to go out there and start arresting those committing crimes in our urban gun-free zones that are getting nearly 6,000 people killed per year. That would work. You could disarm the gangs and the hardened criminals. That would work. Confiscate their guns, yeah. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com, the home of the traveler's bag, which is it's the centerpiece of my ISIS welcome wagon bag. It is one self-contained unit that is a totally appointed chest rig, good in any firefight that you may find yourself in, with scorpion pouches there to hold your ammunition in place, a very nice blowout kit pouch there, and a utility kit as well. And you can check this out at tacticalholsters.com. Looking at I'm looking at this guest's thing in the chat room. I do agree that there's a lot of laws out there that do sweep people up, no doubt about it. And I also I'm going to read this. Just so that people know what I'm talking about. You say that lots of felons that absolutely no violence associated with their crime ever heard of over-criminalization. Yeah. Yeah, I have. Yeah, I have. And I fully agree with you. One of the things that I've been thinking about, and I think it all depends primarily on what you did, I would love to know what the path back for somebody that has been, say, over-criminalized has to get his rights back. I would love to know that. Is there a path back? How many hoops have you got to jump through to get through to it? That's all beside the point. That caught my eye because it was sort of long. Back to this thing with the FBI. All this came to my attention because one of my ninjas, one of the ninjas that listened to the show, Peter,
Tversky, he got out there and sent me this. And some of the guns that are being considered are the Glock 19, the SIG P320, the HK VP9, the Walther PPQ, the Smith & Wesson M&P, and the Springfield Armory SA-XDM. Few others being considered. Now, when he sent me the email, he was talking about how, you know, maybe I needed to reconsider the 320. I don't need to reconsider it. The problem with the 320 is there's nothing out there for it. That's my problem with it. The other thing is that a lot of these guns were eliminated from this, and they settled on the SIG P320 because it doesn't have finger grooves. I mean, the Glock 19, there's so many things available for that, and they knocked it out because coming out of the box, it has finger grooves. The thing about law enforcement, for some reason, they want law enforcement to use 100% stock guns, I think. And the beauty of the agency arms gun is that Mike Parks, who was one of the two directors at agency arms, is a cop. He's a Palmdale, California cop. And in his department, they have to supply their own gun. And he carries one of these. He carries one of his own guns. So that's a good thing. But, I mean, why everybody out there looks at the Glock 19, which, by the way, the 320 can be configured just about the same way as far as size. So that part of it really is not a player. The problem, you know, there's a lot of problems in with this, but getting out there and looking at what the FBI says when they say, we've settled on the SIG P320. Primarily it's because the grip doesn't have finger grooves. It has nothing to do with it being the best gun. They had a bunch of features on the things on it. The HK VP9, lots of people have said that is the best gun out there. However, they didn't like the magazine release on it. The FBI prefers a conventional button. Selling a gun to the FBI carries with it much prestige. A lot of people jumped to the Glock 40 caliber when they started carrying it because if it was good enough for the FBI, well, it was good enough for me. And a lot of manufacturers will try pretty hard to get that business. Maybe even hard enough to modify their pistol to match their preference. Now, conversely, there's far less enthusiasm for selling a gun to the Army. They have this proclivity for micromanagement that makes a bidding process nearly impossible. And getting the military contract carries with it some prestige. Look at Beretta and Colt, if you will. It nearly ruined Beretta. Beretta, if you look at the Beretta 92, that gun has not changed in 30 years. Not a lick. It's not expanded. It has not gotten modern. It hasn't been refreshed. 1911s. There's been various takes on the 1911. Look at STI. Look at all of these. Look at Cabot Arms, who makes an outrageously expensive one. But they do things with tuning and everything. Lots of people have taken their platform or various platforms and modified them to a degree. Not the Beretta and Colt. They were so busy trying to maintain the military market that when they lost the military market to FN, I think they may still be in a little bit of financial trouble. So, looking at this thing with the FBI wanting to go to a 9mm, I myself, okay, here's the thing about, and like I said, 320, I like the 320 out of the box. The 320 is a good gun. I would love to see one worked on by agency, of course, but that's all beside the point. I don't know who the 320 comes with a holster by SIG, which is maybe adequate. Okay, it is not a G code by any stretch of the imagination. And if you get the kits, which the kits can come in various barrel lengths and everything else, because that's the thing about the gun. The gun is not what you see. It's actually the internals that make it the gun. And you can buy the kit, which is the frame and the barrel, to go with the gun, and have it however you want. But then you essentially have one gun and maybe three different kits. I don't know how I'd like that. I'm not real big on that. I don't want to have to take things apart and make it a different way if I have to. I would prefer the service size, or maybe the Glock 19 size, which I think is the compact. All that being said, their holster is only one size, which is for the service size. So if you get out there and get the compact, you got about, I don't know, inch and a half of travel between that and the end of the barrel. That doesn't mean it's carrying it any less secure, but it also means it's not cut for that gun. And I would like it to be cut for that gun. I would. So, I don't know what the FBI is thinking. You could take those Glock 22s and put a new barrel in them and make a Glock 17 out of it. And then you have arguably what I think is one of the most highly used service weapons out there today. But for some reason, and no indication whatsoever that the 40 caliber round has been a problem, or the guns have been a problem. And I'm, you know, like I said, those guys don't get into gunfights that much anymore. I don't even know why the FBI need guns. They probably need guns as much as the, you know, Department of Education or the EPA or some of them. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, we'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Last time on the firing line,
and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Primarily the holster I run just about every day, whether it's the Incog, when I need to go really more concealed than I normally like to go, or when I can actually pull off outside the waistband with the OSH. Completely indestructible, completely modular, completely 100% warranty for the entirety of its life. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. In the chat room, the talk has shifted now. to things like SIGs and everything. Let me tell you about what I think as far as guns that I carry. One of the reasons I keep coming back to Glock is because they're easy to carry. They're easy for me to carry anyway. SIGs are great guns. Smith & Wesson M&Ps are great guns. But if I were carrying a gun, the gun that I have found it most easy to carry is a Glock, followed by a 1911. The problem with the 1911, one of the problems I keep coming back to, is capacity. I love the 45 caliber, however, so I have sent a Glock 21 to Agency Arms, and this will be my compromise on that one. The Agency Arms Glock 21 will be my compromise on that, because I do love the 1911 and I do love the 45 caliber. However, I can't justify losing that capacity, so I'll go with the Glock 21. And the thing about the Agency trigger is it feels like a 1911 trigger. There's no take up in it, so that's one of the things I like about the Agency gun. The problem with the SIGs is not the quality of the gun. Their quality is, I mean, a SIG is like a Rolex, okay? It's a highly precise instrument that has been put together. It's been well thought out. Lots of combat units run them, ours, foreign countries run them. They're outstanding guns. And they're heavy. They're heavy guns. Now, during the course of a day, if you are a 20-something-year-old guy and you're out there running around and you want to carry you a SIG, okay, fine. But there's certain aspects of reality. If you're going to carry a gun all the time. Carry a gun all the time, and then carry a gun that you train with all the time. Don't carry the Glock 43, this little single-stack 9mm, but go out there and go to your classes with a Glock 17. Go to your classes with the Glock 43 or carry the Glock 17. Train with what you carry. The reason I carry the Glock platforms I carry is because the 19 and the 17 and the 34 and the 26, with the exception of grip length or barrel length, are almost identical. whether they're worked over, if I have them all worked over, which, if you're going to have one, probably need to have them all done, because then the trigger feels the same. That might be a little bit of an expense, but you know what I'm saying. I chose to go to with the and one of the things about the 21, now this is being brought up in the chat room too, 21 is a sort of a chunk of metal, and one of the things that the agency workover will do with that is it will trim that down a little bit. It's not going to be with a micrometer, it's not going to be a gigantic difference, but it is going to be it's going to be a difference. The grip will be narrower. It'll be easier for me to grip. It'll be more ergonomic. It'll be great. But if you're going to carry a gun, carry one that you're going to carry all the time. And over the course of a day, like when you get a little older, like I am, carrying an all-steel gun, I carried SIGs recently. I had SIGs recently. Loved those SIGs. Loved my 226. I loved my 228. I loved my 229. I loved my 1911 Nitron Rail, and I loved my 320. And over the course of a day, on that right side of my body, in the beginning, everything is great. Towards the end of the day, everything is screaming because I'm getting older. Those muscles aren't quite as elastic as they used to be. Not as tough. Still in the middle of heart rehabilitation. There's a lot of factors I have to consider. One day down the road, if I ever get over certain things like piriformis, if I get 100% over piriformis, I will carry a SIG again. SIG will ride with Bill again. But whatever you're going to do, if you're going to carry a gun that you train with. You never see police departments issue a gun to carry and a gun to train with. They issue a gun, and that's it. And then you train with that gun, and you carry that gun. And a smart police officer, if they're going to carry another gun off-duty that may be smaller than their service pistol, they're going to carry something probably along those lines, which is why Glock is so popular in law enforcement. Because if you carry a Glock 22, like Black River K9, his wife is a police officer. She's a K9 officer. She carries a Glock 22. Now, I would think that the logical thing, if she wants to carry a gun off duty, may be a Glock 27 or a Glock 23, because it's the same caliber, same basic feel, just a smaller dimension. That's why they're so popular. That's why they're so popular. But, that's just off of the chat room. I love the chat room chats. It always takes on a life of its own. In case you missed this, last week was one of the worst weeks the gun controllers have ever had. Terry McAuliffe looked at, he thought it was within his grasp. He thought that when he got elected, after he carpet bagged his way into Virginia, he thought that he got elected on gun control. He got it, and Cuccinelli was just really too conservative. He was a little too, there's a lot of things about Cuccinelli that nobody just cottoned up to. So McAuliffe was sort of a nice little contrast out there, and the population centers in Virginia elected him governor. But for the gun controllers, they thought they had it all. They thought this was going to be a thing. McAuliffe. This was sort of a precursor too. McAuliffe is a great fundraiser. He's a great organizer, and he pulled out all the stops to get one seat. They only had to get it 20-20 is all they had to do in the Virginia Senate, and they could not pull that off. McAuliffe told a local TV station in the run up to the vote, "If I have one chamber, that will work with me. That puts a lot of pressure on the other chamber. If one chamber passes safe gun restrictions, investments K-12, investments in pre-K, blah, 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 blah." McAuliffe gave it everything he had. And Bloomberg gave it $2.2 million. And Virginia turned out to be a purple state. Not a blue state, not a red state, a purple state. The problem is The problem is there's not every rank and file Democrat is anti-gun. That's the problem. And there's going to be a lot of them like that listener that called in that's a Democrat that says, I'm on freedom's side. I'm not going to vote that way. I'm not going to go that way. In Virginia state Senate races, they spent $43 million before Election Day. That was not reported at all, but $2.2 million of it came from one source. And, you know, $2.4 million, and that got blown. That got blown all over. So, all right. This is the precursor. This wasn't, you know, McAuliffe. It wasn't because McAuliffe beat Cuccinelli. It's because Cuccinelli was not the best candidate at the time in Virginia. And, you know, but we see where it's going to go. We see where it's going to go. Gun control is not a winning issue. So, oh well. Oh well, gun grabbers. Last week was a bad week for ya. The national stage, it all showed up. It all showed up. And now you got issues, but that's okay. Tomorrow on the show from Second Call Defense is going to be Sean Maloney. We'll do this again in 22 hours, but please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.